Saltwater recreational fishing is a big part of Florida's tourist economy. Anglers take more than 40 million saltwater fishing trips each year in Florida, hoping to hook a grouper, a snapper, a mahi-mahi. But it's not like the old days. Strict regulations on seasons and which species can be taken mean more than half the fish caught in a typical trip are returned to the water. NPR's Greg Allen reports on efforts to make sure the fish that are released live to fight another day.
It's a beautiful sunny day on Florida's Biscayne Bay. A boat with about 20 fishermen and women aboard motors a few miles offshore, with Miami Beach's skyline in the distance. We stop over a likely spot to catch reef fish, species that live on the bottom, like grouper, snapper, and hogfish.
Now, turn that handle. Turn the handle.
It's not long before one of the fishermen makes a catch, with Captain Wayne Kahn offering commentary.
What is that, Wayne?
That's a mutton snapper.
Yeah.
And how big is he?
They got to be 18 inches. He's probably 17.
That's a prized fish, but under the limit, so it has to go back in the water. But when reef fish that spend their time in deep water are brought to the surface, University of Florida marine fisheries specialist Angela Collins says the gases in their bodies expand, and they can experience a condition known as barotrauma.
But that's when you see the fish's eyes bulging out of its head or its stomach popping out of its mouth. All of these are ways for that gas to basically, it expands, it has to go somewhere. And that obviously can be detrimental to the fish, in some cases lethal.
People who fish in Florida and in federal waters are now required to have special gear on board to help ensure reef fish survive once they're returned to the water. Venting tools are essentially long needles used to pierce the fish's swim bladder and its abdomen, releasing the pressure. But then it's important to get the fish back down to its habitat on the bottom, 100 feet or more below the surface. Collins attaches something called a descending tool to the undersized mutton snapper.
See how there's this weight here? This just shoots them down really fast. You clip it around the fish's lip, and it's closed until this gets to 100 feet. And it pops open, and that just basically lets the fish swim off.
The boat moves to a different spot in deeper water, and someone soon gets a hit.
Check it out now. That fish is special.
Yeah, what is that?
A mutton.
How big do you think that one is?
He's 7 or 8 pounds. Great eating fish.
Captain Kahn says that's a keeper, a mutton snapper to fillet and take home. But Lauren Hayes, who's studying marine conservation at the University of Miami, decides to release it.
I'd say I love animals, and it's just so beautiful that I don't want to be the one to kill it. I want him to experience his happiness in the ocean.
One of the deckhands pierces the fish's swim bladder and uses a descending tool to lower it over the side.
There he is, going down, guys. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Captain Kahn has operated charters and party boats out of Miami for more than 40 years. He says recreational saltwater fishing in Florida has changed a lot during that time.
It used to be about killing a lot of fish. Rules and regs came in. Some folks quit because of the rules and regs. They didn't want to comply. They didn't think it was right, so they didn't fish as much when they weren't able to come home with as many fish. The business has metamorphosed into where fishing, just for what it is, it's about the experience.
Despite an increase in regulation, interest in fishing is growing, sparked in part, industry watchers say, by a post-COVID spike that has boosted boat and gear sales. That's one reason why there's a push to spread the word about how to make sure that the fish that are released survive to be caught on another day. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.